As you look around the room, it seems a little empty.
Where's Mike?
Yeah.
And where's Mark?
Oh, well, I didn't miss him.
Oh, whoever does. Well, I know what's happening. As Mike, as we talked about yesterday, had his colonoscopy.
Yes.
And a very loopy Mike O'Mara right now is being driven by Mark Ronick.
So he did survive.
Rumor has it, TMZ said that the reports are sketchy, but it looks like he survived.
Good.
And I just wish, I just wish in this day of modern technology, I could listen to Mark and a loopy Mike talking in the automobile, because I think there would be a palpable tension
if you could cut with
a knife.
If tension, only there was some way.
Tension maybe not the right words to use right now.
lax, loose.
Yeah.
Some sort of relaxation.
Might be a little loose.
I think, Mike was loopy and loose. I bet you Mark is extraordinarily tense right now.
Well, Mark is probably tense twofold.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
One, because he's not in the studio right now.
Oh, and you know what? As
he
much
loves
as
being in the studio.
He does everything else, not for the money, just for that hour a day, there's a chance he gets to be on the radio.
I understand.
And then two is that he's trapped in a car with a loopy Mike.
Yeah, and you know what? That's a good thing. But you see, I mostly know loopy Mike as a result of booze, never sodium pentothal.
No.
So, we'll see. Well, there's a good chance, no promises, that Mike will come staggering in during today's broadcast.
It's not just loopy. You know, air gets trapped inside of you during a procedure like this, and that air is going to need to get out.
And you know what, Mike? I'm sorry, Buzz. It's bad air. Bad air.
It's gassy.
Yeah. Not good air.
But that's not our lead story.
Good to know.
It's not?
No, because today, everybody, is a birthday.
Oscar.
It is. Feliz cumpleaños, Oscar.
Yes, 1978, 3:30. I am now 33 years old.
Wow.
And
congratulations.
I got to tell you, I have been blessed with a great family.
Yes.
A great group of friends.
Yes.
And I can't thank you guys enough for A, celebrating with me on Saturday night, and B, celebrating here on the show today.
We wouldn't have missed it for the world.
Really not a celebration as much as an observation.
An acknowledgement. Yes.
I'll take what I can get.
But I know that Buzz, who is the king of birthday greetings.
I try to be thoughtful.
I actually have many of the cards you have made for me through the years saved.
That's so cool.
Because I always enjoy them. I know when Oscar came in today, RJ and I both were fighting each other to say happy birthday first, because we knew there was no gift and there was no card. So the enthusiastic greeting was going to have to count for something.
I will say that as you get older, and there's some guys out there that are like, oh, I don't need any presents.
Right.
I'm a grown man.
Right.
You're lying to yourself.
That's right.
Yeah. And you're lying to your friends because everybody needs a present.
And you want it more than ever.
And wants a present.
Likes
presents. You know, I just had the 40th, and it was one of my favorite birthdays ever. Mm-hmm. Like back to when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Because everyone made a big deal over it.
A lot of fun.
I really liked it. I didn't mind having one foot in the grave. But Buzz is the king of birthday greetings, and he gave you a birthday card.
A homemade card.
En Español.
Mm-hmm. And this is special on many different levels. One is that for years, when I listened to the Don and Mike show, or I listened to the Mike O'Mara show, I've heard of these cards.
Yeah, you've heard about them.
I've heard about them. Mm-hmm. I've listened to them as a listener. I've listened to them as a coworker.
Right.
And I've never gotten...
This is your first one.
A custom-made Buzz Burbank Michael J. Elston card.
Well, that'll bore you after this.
But no, I've never gotten one of these.
I disagree.
This is pretty cool.
I disagree. Now, have you ever gotten a card in Spanish before?
And you are the only Caucasian.
Oh, if I had a nickel.
White devil that has ever gotten me a card in Spanish other than my immediate family.
Well, that's
great. I actually customized it, and the words I wasn't sure of, I looked up because I wanted to make sure I wasn't saying anything bad.
Now, here's the thing. You claim that you understand everything in the card, so
pretty
here
much
is the challenge I offer.
Yeah.
A Spanish reading from stage
which
left.
Which is a challenge.
And an English translation, also a challenge, from stage right.
Oh, yes.
And then all I will do is sit back and enjoy.
First for the Ustreamers.
Join me, won't you, RJ?
And for those of you listening at home, it's a silhouette of a young man leaning against...
A handsome young man.
Leaning against what looks to be the barn door.
Wow, Oscar, I don't even recall you posing for that.
I may have dreamed it.
He is in shape.
I think we all have.
Now, the words on the front of the card, and it's a beautiful card.
It says,
Nos. And this is where you're going to have to help me out here, because I know most of the words here, but I don't know where you're going with it, so we'll have to figure it out together.
Your hips are like golden spun.
Well, that's what
it says, nos enorgullece Nogulese? What is that? What were you looking for there?
I believe what the first page says is...
Well, no, let me finish it then.
Okay, all right.
Nos engulese tanto poder decir que es nuestro amigo. I got the tail end which says, you are our friend.
Yes, because...
Really, very good, Oscar.
I think it basically says, because you are our friend.
Okay.
And that's the lead up to the following pages.
Oh, so it's essentially, like you're doing it really in the Hallmark fashion of
setting it up.
You're
on
doing
the front.
It very nice.
Right.
Or I would write, and maybe, again, there's different dialects here.
Of course.
And I'm basically, yeah, I would say...
This is Kansas Spanish.
I'm 99.9999% American, and I'm holding on to that 1% of Spanish.
Right.
I would say... Porque eres nuestro amigo. Because you are our friend.
Would have been fewer words.
Yeah, but I think this might be a little more formal. So I think you're on the right path.
Is Spanish like French, that there is a familiar and a formal?
Absolutely.
Yeah, okay. Absolutely.
Well, you guys are mostly acquaintances.
On the inside.
I'm the expert. Yeah.
No, con no. cada cumpleaños.
Uh-huh. I know that word.
Yes. Te haces más hombre. Uh-huh. Is that me or is that somebody else? That would be RJ. It's okay.
My bad.
Te haces más un hombre. Uh-huh. Has llegado a ser alguien que enfrentas la vida con energía, determinación y un espíritu de aventura.
Now, hold on. As the moderator here, is he giving you too much to translate?
It's quite a lot, but I believe what it says is, as you become a man, and we noticed that we see that you embrace life.
Yes, with energy.
Yes, with verve. Yes, with energy.
And
this is great.
Determinación.
Determination.
Wow. Y un espíritu de aventura.
And an adventurous spirit.
Right, you have an adventurous spirit,
yes.
Exactly.
Man grades and school machines.
El mundo siempre necesita gente de esa clase.
With every year, you get classier, basically, is what it says.
No, it says, actually, the world needs people of this type of class.
Of this class, yes.
Yeah, so this class, I'm sorry.
Agreed. Oh, so it becomes a class struggle.
Yeah, personas tan admirables como tú. People as admirable as you.
Right, you are admired.
Yeah, yes. And I will say that, yes. And then it goes on to... say feliz cumpleaños, Oscar, and que tu día te traiga todo lo que mereces. Would your day bring you everything you deserve?
That's exactly what we hope for.
That's fantastic.
And he wrote in a nice, and just in red ink as Buzz would.
Yes.
Happy birthday, LOL, Buzz.
That's really nice. You really should have used your real name because Elston is actually Spanish. It means the stun.
You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Homer, I've gotten you the most important gift a man your age can get.
You're having your boobs embiggened? You don't have to. They're fine just the way they'll be.
No, you're getting a colonoscopy.
Oh, that's wonderful. Pardon me for a moment. Colonoscopy is an endoscopic examination of the large... Oh, I don't understand.
They stick a camera up your uh-oh. But this time you won't be doing it to win a bar bet.
That bar bet paid for the camera removal.
Welcome to the Mayo Clinic.
Mayo.
I'm glad you're here, Homer. Early detection can lead to complete removal of tumorous polyps and...
Are we going to talk or make a movie?
Now, Homer, breathe into this mask. He's asleep. I almost feel guilty about charging for the anesthesia. Almost.
Will he be all right, Doctor?
Listen, don't worry. I've done hundreds of these, and good Lord...
This ass is why I became a doctor. This is my Sistine Chapel. This is my Moby Dick. This is my Sergeant Peppers.
How did that get in there?
There's his wedding band. He told me he was getting it polished.
According to this, he has 3 active polyps. Now comes the fun part.
You cut them out?
Oh, we don't use that term. We prefer rip.
I feel great. Once there was a mountain, now there's a breeze. Hallelujah. Let's take this new colon out for a spin to Krusty Burger.
Oh, and Mr. Simpson, the camera's still inside you.
I'll return it after Lisa's recital. Hallelujah.
Not a dramatization. This is footage of an actual colonoscopy.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara. Buzz Burbank. Rob Spiewak. Oscar Santana. And now, here's Rob.
You bet. Enjoyed in 148 countries around the world. It's from the Cappy Pfeiffer Studios. This is MikeO'MaraShow.com, and it is International Oscar Santana Day.
That's right.
30 March 2011, and we are over 6 million downloads. Yay! And still growing. And no, it's not an accident that I'm playing Looking Out My Back Door.
I get it now.
Because today is Mike's colonoscopy.
Yeah.
And as we said, and I love how we reset, because it's like not like anyone joins the podcast halfway through.
Well, they might join us on KCJJ halfway through.
There is a chance, however slight,
the two people listening right now.
That's right. That Mike and will be here before the end of the podcast. Yes. Mark is picking him up right now, which is exciting. And he did make it through with speed and apparently flying colors, right, RJ?
That's 122, and Mark is still in transit.
Nice.
We look forward to them joining us.
Quite the update.
Now, you've not spoken to Mike, only Mark, right?
Only Mark.
And what, anything you can
The messages
us?
I got from Mike were directions on where to go when we got there, but that was it.
Can we do a bit, RJ, where you give us weather and traffic on the 8s while we do the podcast?
Sure.
And the traffic will consist of where Mark Ronick is.
Exactly, at every 8-minute interval.
And the weather is the updated weather.
The last message I got from Mark was he's listening, so
okay.
We could prompt him to send me an update on text.
That would be nice.
To say, he could dial in anytime, or, call him on Skype.
All I know is this show is how we pay to remove the camera.
Exactly. That's exactly what, you know what? And when I was putting together the show open for today.
Oh, that's great.
Don't take a lot of time of your life and search colonoscopy on YouTube.
No.
Because most of the stuff, not entertaining, it's most of the stuff,
footage.
Very clinical. Yeah.
It was like, feet and feet of footage.
Yes, exactly.
I think it's important, though, to remember why Mike's doing this.
Yes.
To remind people that this, while it is kind of tedious and kind of funny and kind of invasive, mm-hmm. kind of. That it's important.
Never until the fourth
it's
day.
It's important if you're out there to take care of it and get it done and make the time because it can change your life.
And it is, as we said yesterday, one of the most treatable cancers when spotted early.
Absolutely.
So you got to get it done. And I was talking to my dad about it today. The procedure itself, nothing to it.
No, it's...
The prep sucks.
Yeah,
Mike's yesterday is going to be a lot worse than his
today.
Drinking
that stuff is not fun, but it's getting better all the time.
Yeah, well, at least if you follow directions. Remember, wait for the bowel movement, and also...
Or at least until your podcast is over.
And wait for our first sponsor.
That's right.
Which is...
Brought to you today by, conveniently enough, Oscar, you'll relate to this, the Mike O'Mara Show Amazon page.
Nice.
Remember to bookmark MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon for all your shopping. When you think of shopping, think Amazon. When you think of Amazon, think of the MikeO'MaraShow.com. It is one of the best ways to support the show, and we appreciate it. Shop Amazon at MikeO'MaraShow.com. We do.
An effortless way to support the show.
Absolutely.
Shopping at Amazon anyway. And please do it. I bought a record from them last night. So if you hear the Oogum Boogum song by Brenton Wood.
Well, that is only available on a record.
That's where you buy it.
So as you get older, these colonoscopies and these medical procedures are rites of passage.
More important, yeah.
As I walked in today to the show,
part of the deal.
Rob said, you know, there's people changing and as you grow up, things happen and everybody has a rite of passage. One of them is something that we've all gone through growing up for the most part.
Yeah.
And it's happened to you today.
Yeah, and it was tough. Carrie and I had to make a pretty big decision today. Julia was not feeling well last night, and I blamed it on allergies. Allergies in our area, and I don't know if it's this way up and down the East, are horrible right now. And I think it has to do with the spring snap that we got, just enough to get pollen
going. We had a little
going.
Warm weather and then not. But yeah, I think a lot of tree pollen in the
air. Yeah, I mean, really, my eyes look like a pot smoker today. And I don't smoke anymore.
Hello, friend.
Yes, hello, Buzz. It's like looking in a mirror, isn't it? But it's really hard to get my eyes all the way open. I have expectoration, and I feel rotten. So I said last night, Julia, have a drink of water. We gave her a little kitty Benadryl or whatever it is, the purple dissolving tablet. Go to bed and see how you feel this morning. Mm. Well, I'm sure allergies complicated it, but this morning she had a fever.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and you know, it's no big deal when a kid has a fever, but that is the one way that you get out of school. You can't go to school if you've got a fever.
No.
And it was hovering around 100.
And as a guy who doesn't have any kids and probably won't have any anytime soon, I think I'm going down the road. I'm actually subscribing to the Buzz Burbank doctrine.
Yes.
Where it's just do what you do and you'll be happier.
Yeah, well.
So as far as...
There are times when I subscribe to that doctrine.
We'll have to hear more about that later.
As far as you're concerned... As a father, what happens usually when your kid is sick?
Okay. Well,
what's
we go
the
back.
Drill normally?
Well, you know, we went through, and just so you know, we had so much to do with Robert for so long.
Yes.
Carrie did not work
for a while. Yes.
Like 4 years.
Clearly.
Because she was a stay at home mom because there was plenty to do. Mm-hmm. And now I only work an hour a day. So as a rule, we can sort of, you know, juggle if a kid
Finagle.
Has to stay. Exactly. Carrie will call to her high-end merchandising job and say, can you cover for me until said hour all closed tonight if she was opening?
Which is very cool.
Yeah.
Kind
or
of a handoff.
Yeah. And, you know, she only works 5 days a week. So they're not always in a row.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we get lucky that way. And if she's closing, there's no need to change anyway because I can get home by about 1 o'clock.
Yes.
Well, today she had to open. There was no coverage. And we're already two men light here. Mm-hmm. I couldn't call in.
No, no.
So I said, you know, I think it would be okay if Julia stayed home alone.
Did you lock up the computers?
I put all the credit cards in the safe and spun the dial three times.
But you have to make this decision. And what are we, 7:30, 7:35, 7:45?
This is quarter after 7.
After 7. 7:15 in the morning. As a parent, I feel like that's a lot to weigh for the first time that your child will be staying at home. And again, with all due respect to your child, she's still a kid and still learning how
10 years
how to
old,
use a computer and how to grade. Tell the truth.
Yeah. So she knows how to tell the truth.
And
you know, Oscar, I know how to drive a stick shift. I choose not to.
There you go.
But
you have to weigh all these factors.
You do. And she has had like 10, 15, maybe 20 minute stretches at home alone where I said, I need to go to the store and grab one thing. Do you want to go or do you want to stay here? Mm-hmm. She says, I'm going to stay here. And in that 20 minutes, I called her twice. Because, you know,
you're worried.
It's a huge deal.
Yes.
But then I thought back, when I was in third grade, my mom let me stay home if I was ill.
Right.
And because she also had
to work. Were like eight then.
Yeah, eight or nine. And so on the way to work today, as always, I called both my parents. I called my mom and said, Julia's home alone. And she said, well, she's only in fourth grade. You can't do that. I said, you did it when I was eight. She says, yeah, but you can't do that.
Yeah, but there wasn't the internet.
Yeah, well, but here's the deal. I don't think she's going to be on the internet because she has what my grandmother used to say. She's pee-eyed. She feels bad.
Okay.
She's tucked into the sofa, and Carrie laid out, of course, you know, dinner for 30 on the coffee table for her. Left her with a phone.
Well, you want to feed a fever.
No, I don't know.
I know.
Well, you accommodated
you
her.
You don't.
We did. We set her up. We gave her blankets and the best pillows, and she's watching TV in the living room.
I will say that as an outsider looking in.
Yes.
And again, I am not a father, so I don't know how you would handle something like this. One, you clearly don't have a choice when as parents, you have responsibilities to put food on the table.
Right.
And if it's really, we're talking, she's going to be alone for 3 or 4 hours at the end of the day.
And also if she had active nausea with vomiting.
Yeah, she wasn't violent.
It was one of those deals. And on the kid's end, I remember staying home with just a fever. While it sucks, it is some of the most glorious times in your life.
Yeah, it's both.
Because when I was young, it was all about what's on TV.
Daytime television.
That's all
it
was.
We had no TiVos. We had no VCRs.
No.
Julia's 10. How old were you, Oscar, when you first stayed home alone sick?
My parents didn't subscribe to the Rob Spiewak or the American rules of engagement as far as leaving your kids at home. They subscribed to what would be the Somali rules of engagement with our friend Jabril. That's why I empathize with him so much.
Oh, and I've got a tale about him yesterday.
Put him where you will, he'll be okay.
Yeah,
yes,
fine.
He will adapt to his surroundings.
Yes. Good luck. We're leaving.
Put up some sheetrock.
If you're back, if you're here when we come back, awesome. If not, we'll try to find you.
That's right. We're leaving you your medication.
Yeah, I mean,
don't OD.
It was a different deal for me because, one, I had to really be sick to stay home and because my parents just didn't play that game.
Right.
And then, two, when I stayed home, I think the first time I ever was left alone for a long period of time, I remember this because we had just come to this country and we were living in an apartment building in Silver Spring, Maryland. The Blair House. Big shout out to that. I don't even know if it's torn down or
Isn't
still up.
Isn't that where
these
the
days.
Vice President lives?
Yeah, I believe so.
No. Not the posh, beautiful Blair House.
In
Washington, D.C. I'm talking about the Blair House.
Thought perhaps there was a cottage.
Next to the Metro.
Where
in Silver Spring, Maryland, which is a suburb of Washington, D.C., for those of you not listening in the area.
Some of the help stayed there.
I remember I was so scared. I must have been at least 6 years old home alone.
Wow.
That's young.
That's young.
I was so scared because what they were doing, the cleaning crew was cleaning basically in the halls. And when you live in any apartment building, you know when the cleaning crew is coming through because you can hear them.
Right.
That I was so scared that I opened the door. I might have actually been five. That this wow. is how murky the memory is. Well, you that I opened the door and tiny. I said,
"Cinco years old."
I asked the cleaning man to come, and this is oh. this is where you don't know if I've been
what,
touched or not.
What could possibly go wrong?
To come in and stay with me because I was scared.
Oh. Fluff my pillows.
Because, this is heartbreaking.
Because the vacuum was making so much noise and it was scaring me.
You see, oh. I would think that you would have been scared of the cleaning crew in the hallway and done been. A huge series
no,
of
no,
like
no.
odd couple locks on the front door.
I unlocked the. There was four locks. Uh-huh. I unlocked the four. Locks. I remember because I could. I had to actually bring a step stool over to unlock the top one because it was the chain.
Oh yeah,
because I was so little.
You didn't have the pole from the floor to the door.
No, none of that. Okay. We probably should have.
Wedge a chair under the doorknob.
So I had. I remember that as a child, it's hard to figure out a chain on a door because. When you're on your tippy toes or on a stool.
It's like a puzzle.
Yeah, it's like a puzzle. You got to pull it out and pull it down, and then you can open it.
Right.
So I remember clearly opening the door, and this man and this woman were there. And
with lust in their eyes?
I invited the man in because.
Not the woman.
No, because she was further down the hall. The man was outside with the vacuum. And I said, and I started just bawling, crying, and saying my parents weren't home. And if you could just stay for a little while because I'm scared of the vacuum.
Did you say you have wine?
No, but who knows what happened because I don't remember the rest of that evening.
So you don't even know if he came in or not?
Oh, I know he came in. I don't know how he left.
Oh, he left satisfied.
He might have.
I don't know morally or ethically or socially.
And those Oshkosh bagashes I threw on are pretty tight.
Oh, no.
And pretty hot. Yeah. Pedophile jokes, always
great,
good.
Great six-year-old ass.
But I'm just...
A little cranberry juice. And
I mean, I was fit, Rob. I was.
Well, you all
was. I was a fit child.
Yeah. Why I picked that card.
Let me tell you.
I was more doughy, not appealing to
let
the
Let me
the
tell you,
man.
Regardless of how young you are and the position that my parents put myself in. I will say that today is a scarier day as far as the landscape of what may go wrong when your child is at home alone.
Okay, I will counter that though with the fact that kids are also more savvy and more aware. Should something go wrong, Julia would probably be the one that would tell me to call 911 or get an ambulance because they're aware of what goes on.
I'm scared of the internet.
I don't think she's going to be on the net today.
She's really feeling poorly. She's 10 years old, which I think is kind of a tipping point. I think she's better off than if she were still in single digits.
Yeah, I think 11 would be a lot easier.
And it's only 3 or 4 hours. I think we're okay here. It's a little, but I think, I don't know if it's a
three
big
or four
threshold.
Hours. You know how many Playboys I found in 3 or 4 hours when I was left alone?
Yeah, but when you were feeling
not
sick.
Not sure she's looking for that.
Well, clearly. Yeah. Hopefully not.
She's looking for pictures of young Oscar.
No.
In his overalls.
She's looking for dollar bills that you're stashing in your house in all different places.
She ain't going to find that. So am I, by the way.
Yes.
I have an update. I believe Mark has tried to call us. If you bring up the Skype line, see if he's there.
Mark, are you there?
No. Well, that answers that.
Way to make it
question.
All about yourself, Mark. Thank you.
But RJ never said he was there. He just said, pull up the Skype line and see if he's there.
So
I'm see how that up. Experiment
I'm
went.
I'm going to leave it up to see if it rings.
Okay, very good.
Let's do this.
Okay.
What do you think she's doing right now?
I bet she is watching television or playing Angry Birds on her iPhone.
Okay. Yeah.
Because the one call I got from her was, I need the charger for my iPhone.
That's a fair
not
assessment.
iPhone, I'm sorry.
iTouch. Yes.
Right.
And we were laying down the ground rules for her. I said, Julia, no outgoing calls except to me or your mom.
Uh-huh.
Don't answer the phone unless you know who it is on caller ID.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Don't answer the door for anybody.
Nobody.
Under any circumstances.
Yes.
And I said, you can text on your touch, right? And this is where the threads are starting to show on me and technology. She says, of course.
Yes.
I said, well, if you have a problem, I have the ringer turned off, you can text me at work. Mm-hmm. And she said, being smarter than me, well, since mommy only works a mile and a half away from here, wouldn't it be better to get in touch with mommy? I said, yeah, I guess it would. You get in touch with her. And then I saved it with, hey, no matter what, don't call us if you're bored.
I like that.
That might be the call.
Oh, hello, Mark?
Yes.
Jeez. Whoa, wow. Loud.
Inside voice. How you doing?
I'm doing well. I'm actually parking at the facility right now. I was about to meet Mike at the lobby, and all of a sudden he called me and said, you got to come in. They have some gigantic spread that you've got to have some food and eat with me.
Oh, wow.
How was his diction?
How do you go from a colonoscopy to having a meal together?
No, I will tell
Being
you this.
Hungry.
He is going to be starved.
Okay.
Because he did not eat for 24 hours.
That is true. Yeah,
and
true.
Also, you know how your inhibitions are relaxed when you have a few beers?
Oh, absolutely.
When you have sodium pentothal, you are ready for anything.
Everyone's your friend.
Cool.
You'll invite in the janitor?
Yeah, he will. When Mike spoke to you, how was his mood?
Pretty chipper.
Yeah.
You know, he was enthusiastic. I think the whole food spread has really heightened his spirit.
Did he sound like he had any residual effects from the anesthesia?
When I first talked to him, he did. Yes, he was. He even admitted he was sounding very loopy at the time when I first spoke to him this morning.
Kind of like Elvis 76?
Yes, exactly.
How you doing, Mark?
I don't know about you guys. Oh, first, happy birthday, Oscar.
Appreciate that, Mark. Thank you.
Mark Ronick coming in fourth.
He was actually, he might have been first because I think I saw Mark post on my wall on Facebook either this morning or late last night.
Facebook is so impersonal.
That's what you do all the time. That's Rob Spiewak's go-to.
But you know, but I care about you.
That is true.
He does it. It's personal.
Go ahead, Mark.
I had checked in with him yesterday at like 6 o'clock, asking him how his bowels were, and via text. And he texted back saying that he was in a tizzy. He had been in the bathroom 8 times already.
Wow.
Oh yeah. And that wasn't the end of it. That's not. I mean, it's a really. We said it before. The prep is much worse than the procedure. And I'm kind of disappointed now looking back that I didn't get a buffet when I got my colonoscopy.
Well, I will try to report with Mike from the buffet. We'll try to call you guys back in a little bit.
Okay. Could you please mobile update the spread so we can maybe use that on michaelmaroshow.com?
Of course.
Appreciate that.
We'd like that. A picture of some pastry.
And stuff some rolls in your pocket.
Okay.
Or are you just glad to see us?
Thank you for the update, man.
Send me a text, Mark.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Mark Ronick, delighted.
Have you guys ever had sodium pentothal by any chance? I mean, I've had
been knocked out.
In a colonoscopy. Sodium pentothal, in case you don't know or remember.
I don't know.
Used to be called on TV shows truth serum.
It totally takes away your inhibitions.
It lowers your inhibitions to the point that you will tell anybody anything.
I know some. You know what? I need some of that for someone I know.
Really?
Because the bright lights haven't worked.
It sounds like a good time for a transition.
Julia, feel better if you're listening.
Yeah.
I know you're not.
I'm glad she's not. Listen. No one in my family listens. I don't even listen.
Well, welcome to the club.
Yeah, okay. We will be back. I think Oscar has some stuff to share.
Yeah.
Ah, yes, the unburdening of the soul, the best birthday present of all. And we'll be back in a moment on www.mikeomarashow.com.
They say it's your birthday. It's my birthday too, yeah.
And welcome back to segment numero dos. I'm using all the Spanish today.
I like that.
Yeah, of the Mike O'Mara Show. Buzz.
DCU is best.
This segment brought to you by Netflix. It's not just movies. Most of the TV shows we talk about are available now on Netflix, including Shameless. You can watch them on game consoles, computers, iPhones, iPads, and iPod Touches, even your TV for just now $7.99 a month.
That's a bargain!
For a free trial, click the Netflix ad on our website.
Thank you, Buzz. Now, Oscar, you said before you even knew about Julia...
Yes.
We had lots to discuss today, so I hand you the baton... of exciting radio content. And birthday boy, what have you for us today?
Well, I have a tale of... You know what? Actually, it's just a sad tale. That's what it is.
A tale of woe?
It's very sad. And let me just preface this by saying that I really have felt throughout... I mean, I don't know. I just think you guys belong together. You seem the right type for each other. And I'm going to be horribly disappointed...
It seems like you know something I don't.
No, I don't. I just know that.
I know that
both of you really ultimately want or wanted to be together.
But you know, Buzz said the same thing when he was talking to Mark and Mike this morning. So it's.
Well, they do want to be together.
It's not just you and Kara, but what's the latest?
Oh, so today is March 30th.
It is.
2011. Right. And as I turn 33, you really look into a place where. Anybody that gets to some sort of milestone, 33 is not really a milestone, but you're getting older. As I quote Owen Wilson in Wedding Crashers when he's on the stairs on the Lincoln Memorial and they just crash another wedding, he basically says, You know, we're not that young anymore.
Yeah.
And
not a kid.
And we're not, no, we're not that young anymore. That's
well,
the reality.
You are entrenched in your mid-30s.
Yes.
You are there. Yes. You are really, you're in your douchebag 30s up to your knees.
Yes.
There's no
up
stepping
to
out of
my
this.
Knees. Mm-hmm. And in my douchebag 30s, I never thought that I would be in a place where I am still, unfortunately, in a place where I don't have any security in a healthy relationship. That's the bottom line.
Well,
I'm not involved in a healthy relationship, to probably put it in a better way. There is no healthy relationship. So the update is this.
By saying that, let me ask before you move on, do you call your relationship with Kara unhealthy?
Do you know what? It probably was.
Really?
It probably was an unhealthy relationship in the long run. Mm-hmm. And what I had found out, and for those of you that are kind enough, because there's a lot of supporters here on this show that also support the Big O and Duke show and yes. vice versa,
sure.
which is really a family and a testament to what this medium's all about
Cousins?
And what these shows are all about.
World's
yes,
most,
thank you.
You want to talk about an unhealthy relationship. This is the world's most dysfunctional family.
Yes.
But bless them all.
Yes.
What I had found out and really come to a conclusion too, as I drove to do the Big O and Duke show yesterday, uh-huh. was that Kara, as great a person as she is, uh-huh. and she was, and she uh-huh. continues to be, I know she will be, and I wish her the best of luck with everything. And there's a sliver of hope for our future.
I hope
a sliver.
So. There should be.
Is that she has finally, after all this time, come and told the truth.
Okay.
Now, when did this happen?
This happened, as I put it together yesterday, yesterday evening.
One hell of a birthday present,
yes.
Oscar.
Yeah. Yeah. I would say I found this out about 20 minutes before midnight.
Okay.
Now, she told me what I believed was the truth, like last Friday in a three-page Facebook message that you were not ready to see at that time. And I'll be interested as you unfold
yes.
this story to see how it meshes with what I was told.
You have that's committed to memory as a rule, right?
So I have the gist of it in my head. I think I just threw it away yesterday, yeah, actually. Okay.
The truth is, if this is about the guy that she went out on the date with or whatever,
which
it was,
is where all this started.
This has nothing to do with.
Oh,
that.
I see. Okay, all right.
So this
now
is,
that shocks me.
It does shock you. Mm-hmm. What you should also know is this: mm-hmm. is that one, I don't want you, and this is going to be hard, clearly, but this is what I do for a living, so right. I'm just going to talk about it.
Okay.
And I'm sorry if it hurts anybody, but I don't want anybody to lash out at her. I don't
right.
want you to post on my wall things about her.
Yeah.
You've been kind enough to send messages. I will take those all day because there are guys and girls listening right now that have been down this road.
Of course.
And they've been down this road and really have persevered through it.
Yeah.
And a relationship has become stronger. Mm-hmm. And they also have been down this road and love was lost mm-hmm. and time was lost.
Right.
And there are two ways you can go about it. So basically what has ended up happening was that Kara had, and we've been in almost a 3.5-4 year relationship. Mm-hmm. And Kara had basically taken what had happened this past weekend mm-hmm. and my, which turned into my quest for phone records and cell phone information.
Yeah, it got specifically ugly.
And turned it into what was basically no-win situation.
Okay.
Where she didn't want to give me a phone, where she did everything she could to try to stop any way or really get in the way of any truth or closure on my end.
Right. You had questions
yeah.
you didn't feel
she,
you were
she,
getting
she
answers.
Had basically destroyed and sent back the phone that I needed to get the answers
so
to.
There, you had no access.
No
to.
Access. And now, then she had canceled the phone number and the line.
Making it ever harder to do any digging.
Yes.
Turned in the phone and closed out
yes,
that phone
basically.
Account.
Now,
yeah.
if we can jump back to this weekend when you celebrated your birthday on Saturday night, she ended up showing up to the party,
she
right?
She did.
And she organized
she
the party.
She was not welcome at that party because we were fighting throughout the weekend.
Oh, okay. Now, you see, I didn't get that impression
well,
when you mentioned
I was there
it.
Earlier, and it was yes. mostly guys.
Yes.
And I know you're
that's
having
that's why
to be,
you left.
I know, and it's proper that you should be careful here in how you word things, but also, you know, don't talk in code too much. You
okay,
know I mean?
No, that's yeah. fair. And maybe, yeah. basically, yeah. this is the thing. I still love Kara, and I think she's a great woman.
Yeah.
And I think that
good.
She truly is a good person, and she is not She is not a bad person.
And she is crazy about
and,
you.
Yeah, yeah,
and I will say this, and this is something I've told Carrie before when we've hit some rough patches. Know this, if I was not crazy about you, you couldn't drive me this nuts.
Yes.
If you didn't have love for Kara,
right,
you wouldn't care. You'd be way past this, but if you still have to have a trace of love,
yes,
to care this much.
So this is the situation here. And I am hopeful that this can be resolved and okay, we can move forward and this
could
be stronger. Yes. But again, guys, I'm 50-50. I had made a mistake a long time ago, and I'm going to apologize to you, and I'm going to apologize to the audience.
Okay.
Would you like to apologize? I hate to interrupt, but would you also like to apologize to Mike O'Mara?
Yes.
Okay, because we have him on Skype.
Mr. Mike O'Mara.
Loopy.
Hold that thought, Oscar. Hi, Mike.
Actually, please hold for Mr. O'Mara.
Oh, it's Mike's handler.
Nice. Sounds Jewish.
Literally,
yes,
handler.
He does.
Hello, boys.
Hello,
hey,
Mike.
How are you?
Hey, what's up,
Mike?
Elvis?
I'm fresh out of my oscopy, and we're here at the Virginia Hospital Center, and it's just delightful, and I'm healthy, and they have also given me a larger penis.
Hey!
Oh, nice! Right. Bonus!
How could that possibly be?
A resection?
I know, Rob, you know the size that I had before. You didn't think it could get any bigger, but it is true. I'm delighted to be here, and now we're having I have to whisper because we are in a conference room at the hospital, and it is Doctor's Day, and they're allowing us to eat with the doctors, and they have put out this very special spread of lobster tails.
Ooh.
And beef tenderloin.
Oh, wow.
And I am wearing my Rolling Thunder t-shirt. I do not look like I belong here.
But the thing is you're also, you have to be starving after 24 hours of fasting.
I'm very hungry, and eating next to me is my radio partner, Kirk McEwen, who also had his colonoscopy.
Ooh,
Kirk, say hello to the boys. They kept me extra because they like the dark tunnel.
Hey, Kirk.
Hi, Kirk. How you doing?
On that note, I will let you guys go, but I will see you tomorrow, and everything is fine. I don't sound that drugged, do I?
No.
I sound good.
But you're very mellow.
You're surrounded
calm,
by doctors.
Yes, there are doctors around.
I will give you $25 if you stand up, grab your chest, and scream code blue.
I will not grab my chest and yell code blue, Rob. I am not going to do that. Thank you, but have a great day.
Have a
we
great
miss
day,
you. Man. Hurry back.
Take care of that
bye,
ass.
Bye-bye.
Yes, that marvelous ass.
Bye, Mike.
Bye.
I don't. Now, that was one time I was not comfortable with the Skype sound.
That wasn't a Skype sound.
Oh.
Surely inappropriate.
Now, Oscar, I know that was horribly rude for me to jump in.
No, it's fine.
Okay, so can we reset
so,
to where you
yes.
are?
Yes. So basically, this saga of mistrust and of just questioning and really... What really was the impetus, the inception of the questions, what happened in October when I raged out and I broke all her goods.
Smashed the
So it actually goes all the way back.
Yeah.
To
the computer
okay.
and all
what
that.
What I was, what I had gone through, and then when I apologize, I have to tell you that I have also been dishonest with you, my listening family.
Really?
Where when Kara and I got into that fight that night.
Recently.
No, this was
in October,
where the laptop and everything
okay,
was taken
that
care
one,
of. Yes.
All right.
When I got into the fight, I came in here and I told you guys that we went to Verizon and I was able to see that she was actually telling the truth.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
I never saw those phone records.
Mm. Oh.
And really, on my end, I was so embarrassed by my actions, and I was really...
I know you were.
And I was,
yeah,
and I was truly, truly just in kind of a tailspin of... What else could I do to try to mess this relationship up after reacting so violently?
You were mortified at your own behavior.
Yeah, but by violently, I don't mean I didn't hit her if you just joined the podcast.
Right.
I just broke a lot of our goods.
Yeah.
Because I felt like she was lying to me. Mm-hmm. What I had found out last night and what I was finding out this past couple days is that the reason why she never wanted to show me her phone records or give me access to this phone wasn't because of a couple weekends ago when she went out with this guy and the text thread that I was so searching for.
No.
Okay.
Was because she had stepped out of our relationship with another man and she knew that going through the records, I would find out.
Hmm. Oh.
Okay. When you say stepped out of the relationship, and we're in a touchy area here. Was this just flirtation or was it more than flirtation?
No, they had a relationship.
Okay.
And,
all right.
And I don't know that we need an exact timeline. Was this
back to October? Was it since October? The person October?
That she was on the phone with.
Oh.
In October.
And this is why you should always follow your nose. You should never break it's anything or threaten anybody. The same
person as recently?
Is the same person that she was on the phone with in October that she had a relationship with.
Okay.
Hmm. Wow.
So 20 minutes before my 30th birthday, she finally confesses. And that's where I am right now.
Wow. Well, I'm very sorry to hear that.
Yeah, and you know, the thing I hate about that is... I'm sorry, Buzz, real quick.
No, go ahead, please.
I feel that late, when a confession comes that late, and I'm not pointing fingers or blaming this particular situation, but if a confession comes that late after the fact, I think it's more for the confessor than the confessee. It seems to me in that situation, the person who's unburdening themselves... It's to make them feel better, because it sure as hell isn't going to make you feel better.
No, and really, she was cornered, because I you know, I had mentioned to her, I said, if we're going to get past this, I need to corroborate your story. And this isn't really about what went on a couple weekends ago. This is because I've never gotten closure on that one incident.
Right.
And that's the reality behind it. And you've done everything you can in your power to cover it up.
Mm-hmm.
So that only leads me to one place, that there is something bigger and larger behind, not this past couple weekends, but under those phone records that you don't want me to know. And you've gone out of your way to make sure I never find
it. It was like hiding the bat cave.
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, it was very, very...
So where does that leave me? And I told her, I said, I don't know where this leaves me. And this, and guys... You should be proud of me. Mm-hmm. I didn't break anything. I didn't threaten
You're
anything.
You're past that now, aren't you?
I am so past that and so in a different place. But I will tell you that I still love her.
Of course you do.
I still want to see if we can work things out.
Good. I'm glad to hear that.
I still would like to see what happens in our relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And I will also say that as bad as it is to find that out, there is a part of me that I felt like the weight of the world have been lifted from my shoulders.
Sure, I get that.
Finally, I mean, bad news, sure, but now you at least know it,
because
and you don't suspect
it. Guys, when you go through this, and ladies as well, when you go through this like big to-do, and then you spend what is now 6 or 7 months since October, what is it, 5 months, 6 months?
Yeah.
Thinking that you're the a-hole, and you're the maniac that broke all this stuff. And how could I, and what type of person am I? What does it say about me that I can't trust this person?
Right.
And then you find out that the whole time you were right.
Yeah.
And well, and this is the rub. The rub is this, is that she never let it go. It was always like, I can't believe you did this. I can't believe you did that. I can't believe you broke this. I can't believe
you did. She could have at least let it lie. But she kept picking at it.
Well, at least deflecting it away from her.
Or who did this to you? Why are you so untrusting?
Sharing the blame.
Yeah. And I'm sitting here and I'm like, I'm untrusting?
Yeah.
I have never, ever questioned where you've gone. I have never done. And the only 2 to 3 times I've done it,
mm-hmm.
I have confirmed now, because she was kind enough to actually be a grown-up and tell me the truth.
Right.
That I was right.
Well,
that I was absolutely right. Yeah. That, and unfortunately, you know, Kara, if you're listening to this, you know how I feel about you, and what we talked about last night is true. That, you know, I want to see if we can work things out. I want to try to, and every part of me still loves you. But as I told you last night, that I would have rather you black out in some guy's crotch and make a bad mistake or have a fling with a rando than to know that you were in a 4 to 5 month relationship with another man.
Yeah,
I understand that.
And I don't know if that logic...
I'm sorry.
I don't know if that logic works.
No, it does.
But
I will tell you this.
It does. It does totally does. And I'm sitting here, I'm like, Jesus, if you just would have... You're going to have to bleep this.
Okay.
If you just would have f***ed a guy...
Right. I don't think I have to bleep that.
we'll edit and die
then,
out.
And then I found out that would have been so much easier to deal with than to know that all this whining and crying and all this drama that you brought into my life.
And I'll say something that I think you're probably a little too classy to bring up, is that at this time in your life, you are so emotionally threadbare anyway.
Yes.
You don't need this.
It's just painful. It is painful.
Sure it is.
And I'm doing everything I can to not cry about it. I'm doing everything I can to really put it in perspective and to try to understand it. And this isn't about, I can just go and find another woman. I can just do whatever I want.
Right.
You know, I work hard to be successful and, you know, I'm a good catch. It's not about me. What is tragic about this is, like, what type of woman are you? I get that, yeah. Buzz, but no, I'm saying, I told her, I said, whatever happens between us, know that whatever we learn out of this, whether it's us going forward or us going in our separate ways,
parting, yeah,
that you need to take, as well as I do, personal inventory of what we need and what we are willing to give in a relationship.
Right.
Some people are not built to be monogamous and to be in real relationships. And some people are. And then some people also grow up out of it.
And some people are monogamous, but because they are human and flawed, they screw up. They make bad mistakes.
We are programmed to make that mistake.
Sometimes they compound those mistakes,
yes,
by trying to cover them up.
So,
you know, and I get that. I'm glad to hear. I think you are past the point of and I hesitate to use the word violent. I think you're past the point of extreme reaction. And maybe that's
emotional response.
That's brought the two of you to the point that you can finally talk to each other about the issues that you both have. Here's what I know, and here's what I think is still true from what I read from what Kara wrote me. She is crazy about you. She is still planning on spending her life with you. If what I'm hearing, I mean, this is news to me, what I'm hearing here today, it sounds to me like she messed up, you know, and whether or not she's past that or not, I don't know, you know, I don't have any way of knowing, but I know that you guys care an awful lot about each other. I know you both really want this to work, and maybe this birthday, although not a terribly happy one, is a new beginning and a chance for you guys to, you know, finally begin to build something.
From your lips to God's ears.
Yeah.
Because on my end, her only contention to me was that I, in our relationship, and we've talked about this and actually joked about it,
mm-hmm,
had stopped giving her the intimacy she needed.
Yeah, well, that's a factor too.
And I
sure
said, look, I own that. I was like, but I would rather you get out of this relationship.
Right.
And let me live my life as well as you live your life.
Uh-huh.
And if it was intimacy, I could understand you finding it with some other man,
mm-hmm,
clearly, for one evening, or getting hammered and making a bad decision like we all have in all our lives, but not a 4 to 5 month relationship.
Yeah, it does.
And not what you brought with you.
About,
not what you brought with you. Not that drama. Not making me feel like a complete scumbag. Not making me feel like I was the wrong one, and how dare I not trust her? How dare I not take her word? That in itself is like a blow to the fucking balls.
Yeah.
Absolutely. RJ?
Yeah, what you just said, Buzz, about, you know, I'm thinking about all this. This
well,
message you got
it.
Friday. I mean, yeah, I've been through this.
You've been through
years
this
ago, I know, and I'm thinking, that's what's bringing this a lot back. That message you got on Friday, how much of that do we need to really believe is fact versus a front that she may have been putting out? And Oscar, I'm not trying to direct anything or throw needles at her.
RJ, if anybody has been down this road, you have been down this road.
I'm bringing out a clear, specific detail that could be a front.
No, and I agree.
It could be, but clearly this is a time where I think maybe you two are more ready to talk than you've ever been.
And I'm willing to.
Mm-hmm.
But this is the reality here, guys, that unfortunately, and maybe fortunately, but unfortunately right now, we have such intertwined lives, whether it be in our workplace,
right.
Oh my
you work
God.
In the
our
same
personal
building.
Space.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. We were about to get involved in what was a purchase of a home together.
I know. You were looking at a ring.
Yeah, all the... It can't please. Be. Yeah.
I mean,
for talk about dodging a bullet. I'm going to write down a figure for you, gentlemen.
I will believe that I'm going to write you down a figure.
Right.
If you don't mind, I don't want to show it on camera.
No, we won't do that. But you are the kind of guy.
I'm gonna write down a figure for you guys.
You're the kind of guy who, when he hears how much a guy is supposed to spend for a ring, you're gonna spend at least that much.
I already saw what you wrote. A nun's sea hair away from pulling, like going to route money, uh-huh. transfer money to this jeweler's account. Before I got this phone call last Thursday.
You're off camera.
That started this. Please, thank you.
All right.
I saw the figure when
you
see that? Oh, my.
Wow.
I can't. Yeah, I see it
now.
You
know, Oscar, for that money, I hope they were real diamonds.
So
I spent a lot less.
So, well, and again, guys.
I got my mom's.
You know, on my end, I sat there, and you know, from a financial end, you sit there, you're like, oh my God, thank God we weren't married. Thank God I hadn't bought that ring. Thank God we hadn't gone down this road. Uh-huh. But then on the other hand, as a guy who really loves and cares about his girlfriend, I sit there and I'm like, why is this happening? Because I wasn't intimate enough with her.
Well, it's a combination.
I think it's a cop out because this is the reality here. If you are not happy in a relationship and you are looking to be fulfilled in other places and you are not married, it's so much easier when you're not married. Walk away. Walk away and do what you want to do.
Have the courtesy to do that.
Please.
Yeah.
Now, if you black out and you have sex with a stranger, and then you have no ties to them, look, I can almost give you a pass. I would rather that have happened with Kara than to have an ongoing sexual relationship with another man.
Say, for example, the cleaning man in the lobby of the apartment.
Yeah. Or that could be the guy.
That could be the guy.
Lightening the mood. I appreciate that. But I will say that I wasn't expecting that on my 33rd birthday.
Well, I can understand that.
I would not think so.
And I don't. And I really am hopeful that we can work this out. I'm willing to go to therapy to talk about it. I'm willing to do all these things that, you know, on her end, and it's still early in the ball game.
Yeah.
Really, I mean, we're fresh. We're hours fresh.
Well, I wouldn't do
in
any,
the ball game.
I wouldn't do anything for the next 4 or 5 hours.
And but she said that she's willing to do certain things I have asked her to do to show me that she's serious about changing and saving what is left of this relationship.
I believe that happen for a reason.
Yes.
Many times, and that's clearer in retrospect. I'm sure you're not seeing that right now.
No, guys, look at me. You said it best. I am beat down.
Yeah, it's true.
I am beat down. And I'm not just beat down by Kara. This in itself would be a body blow.
Yeah,
I understand. Sure.
This is compounded by everything that's going on in my life.
I hope things get better.
Me
I
too.
For both of you.
But I do want to apologize to you guys and the listeners for lying about the fact that I had seen her phone records, and she had basically told me the truth. Hey. And the only reason I think that I ever did that in the past because I wanted to move past it.
Dude, it's real life. And sometimes real life is really scary.
Yeah, and I was ashamed.
Don't be ashamed.
So who knows? But thank you for letting me vent, and I appreciate it.
You more than redeemed yourself as far as honesty today. But we wish you all the best.
Appreciate
it. And you know what? Honesty is so key. And if you've got honesty, you got to start.
Yeah,
all right?
Very true.
All right.
I don't know if this conveys, but I've been texted a picture from Mark Ronick. It's a picture of lobster tails that Mike and Mark and Kirk are enjoying after Mike and Kirk's colonoscopy.
I feel
today.
Like I got a colonoscopy.
Yeah.
Without anesthesia.
I understand. And no lobster tails.
No, just a tail of something else. An abbreviated audio vault in the world's fastest newscast after this at MikeOMaraShow.com. And we are back. My Audio Vault, a service of
My Vacation Experts, the vacation service that's not only free, it can save you money and time. Just tell My Vacation Experts where you'd like to go. They'll tell dozens of travel professionals who then compete for your business. Let My Vacation Experts do all the research. Just click their ad at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Oscar, I didn't hear it open. Did it open?
Yes, it did.
It did. Very quietly.
Oh, very good. Thank you. Sarah Palin, she's fun, isn't she?
She's lovely.
She's just not really good with English. Trying to discuss what's going on in Libya. The word is skirmish.
Skirmish.
Skirmish
it means
is the
a
word.
Scuffle, a fight.
Right.
Yes.
Well, this is what
a
she
dust
said.
Up.
Yeah. And, you know, another big question that has to be asked, are we at war? I haven't heard the president say that we are at war. And that's why I, too, am not knowing, do we use this the term intervention? Do we use war? Do we use skirmish? What is it?
Oh, it's a skirmish, Buzz.
Her cadence is similar to a cadence I heard last night.
Oh, really?
Confused.
Oh.
Really?
And uneducated.
Oh, well.
Then I won't use the word for Sarah Palin that I was going to use.
Please. Must have been before Kara got home. Flying is tense, quite the tensest when you fly in an airplane.
Mm-hmm.
New Zealand Air, okay?
Yes.
Has hired a celebrity. Remember last week we had John Travolta
right.
doing, I think it was
some
Qantas.
Kind of safety mm-hmm. announcement yeah. for Qantas.
Well,
right?
I don't think this is what I need when I get on New Zealand Air to calm me down.
Now let's see where your life jacket's at.
Down Richard here, Simmons.
Under your seat. Okay, everybody, do what I do. Out of the pouch, over the head, clip together around, pull it tight, and get those arms moving. This red tag inflates your jacket. Only pull it when you step outside. If your life jacket's short on air, grab the mouthpiece here and blow.
Whoa.
Yeah, you're pumping it up.
Blow, Richard.
Blow.
I would enjoy that on a plane, I think.
You think that's what you need on a plane?
A little comic relief.
Yeah, you're open right now. Okay. Yeah, I got it.
We all this week auditioned to be the Aflac Duck.
Yes, how'd we do?
Well, no offers for me yet. Mm. Are you familiar with a linebacker for the Bengals Oscar called Danny Jones?
No.
It's spelled D-H-A-N-I. That's the George Harrison spelling.
I don't. Is he a starter? Do you know?
I don't know, okay. But I know that he's worried with the lockout what his career is going to do. He's auditioned to be the Aflac
Duck. Oh, good.
Well, good morning to you. My name is Donnie Jones, and I'm here live in Steamboat, Colorado. And, you know, I was watching CNN. They said that they need someone to be the new Aflac Duck. There's a lockout going on. I need a job. I'm telling you, I need a job. So I was thinking, why not just give it to you live and direct? So, Aflac! I don't like that one. Aflac! Good look, God, we ain't got nothing on me. Aflac!
Wonder if he plays as well as he does comedy.
No wonder there's a lockout. Can we? I never thought I'd ask this, but could we hear your Aflac one more time?
Yeah,
one
and
more
you,
time.
You, just one you more sent time. It in, correct?
Not yet, but
please
I
do. Gold, Jerry, gold.
Very
thank
nice.
You. And I close yes. with, there's a funny relationship with Dave Letterman and Regis Philbin.
Funny haha?
No, funny strange.
Funny
because,
odd.
Yeah, because Letterman loves having him on, loves making fun of him,
yes.
But then Regis can get Dave to do things that Dave would never do.
Really?
Including sing a show tune.
No.
So last night, Regis is on, and Dave is giving him grief about, you're not really going to retire, you're not ready to retire, mm-hmm. And this is how Regis counters.
Honest to God.
But don't, when are you planning on leaving, November or something?
Yeah. No, I tell you what, I'll leave, I'll walk down the street,
mm-hmm.
I'll wait in the back for you, and then you leave, and then we get out on 53rd Street,
right.
We walk to the sun. You know how the sun
walk
sets?
Walk into the sun.
Yeah.
You
and
know,
we sing, we got to sing. You know what? Sing with me again.
Okay, what are we going to sing?
Memories
yeah.
from the bottom corner of your mind.
Bottom corner of your mind.
Oh, my.
Misty watercolored memories.
Oh, dear.
Of the way we were.
Oh, good.
That is lovely.
And my skin is crawling. And that is your Magic Audio Vault. We're coming back with news right after this. It's MikeOMaraShow.com. And we're back with the man with the plan. His name, Buzz Burbank.
Dr. Love.
A man of science.
Yes.
And ladies and gentlemen, this is news.
Thank you, Robin. It's brought to you by the Big Duff 2. It's our second annual golf tournament, May 21st. Circle your calendars. It's at Cameron Hills in King George, Virginia. It's a day of golf and hijinks followed by our end-of-the-world after-party at a secret location.
Ooh, very skinny.
Four packages are available, from the Spectator package all the way up to the Platinum package, which includes hotel and limo bus service to the after-party.
Mm.
Click events at MikeOMaraShow.com for details or call our friend Jason at 703-628-1343. That's 703-628-1343.
What I love about it is that there's something for every pocketbook.
And for every pocket. So do we give them guns?
No.
The rebels in Libya took a beating yesterday at the hands of Muammar Gaddafi's army. The rebels, whom we've been supporting from the air, say they need weapons. U.S. officials have talked about maybe giving them weapons. The only problem is some of the rebels are Al-Qaeda. What to do?
Sounds familiar.
Sort of a quandary, isn't it?
It is. Republican leader Mitch McConnell wants to permanently take the job of regulating greenhouse gases out of the hands of the Environmental Protection Agency. He and other Republicans say the EPA makes rules that kill jobs.
Mitch McConnell sounds like a program director name. I don't like it.
Lawmakers,
hey, I'm Mitch McConnell.
Lawmakers, afternoons. lawmakers will vote on this proposal this week. Democrats say it's not wise to leave protecting our air and water in the hands of politicians who get donations from energy companies, which is what McConnell and company are proposing.
And that was the name of his show, McConnell and Company.
That's right.
Afternoons.
What could possibly go wrong? Well, BP officials may now face manslaughter charges in connection with last year's Gulf oil spill.
Really? Ooh. I thought everyone had conveniently forgotten about it.
No, surprisingly, no.
How about that?
Manslaughter and perjury are among the charges the feds are considering as they begin their investigation into the spill.
They did middays. Manslaughter and perjury.
That's right. Now it appears...
Low-rated show.
Seven share.
BP has as much trouble containing information as it does oil. The company says it has lost a laptop computer containing personal financial information on 13,000 Louisiana oil spill victims.
Oh. Ruh-roh.
That's just wonderful.
BP is now offering free credit checks to the victims of the data spill.
Wow.
Volkswagen is recalling about 71,000 Jettas. I love this story.
The people's car.
The 2011 models have a wiring problem that can cause the car to shut down when you honk the horn.
Don't beep the horn! Do not beep the horn! The car is shutting down!
Perfect. Might be a problem.
Break that nasty habit, won't it? Yeah. And we still don't know why a bullet hole has been found near the tail of a U.S. Airways plane in Philadelphia. The bullet did not pass through the cabin. That's the good news. We don't suspect terrorism. That's good news.
That is good.
The biggest mystery is the bullet was apparently fired from above the plane.
Ooh.
How?
I don't know.
Is it the same gun that was used to shoot out the window at WJFK?
I don't know.
That wasn't shot from above, though.
No. If Mike were here, these two stories would piss him off, but bad news waits for no man. Mike would not be pleased to know that Just Go With It is the 12th Adam Sandler movie to make more than $100 million at the box office.
The and dumbing of America. That's what he'd say.
Just in the U.S. Thank you for that.
Yeah.
And Mike would really be steamed to learn that Mad Men won't be back this year.
No.
Its first four seasons ran from midsummer through October, but because of complicated contract negotiations, it will not return until 2012.
Just to put it in perspective, when it comes back, it's going to be set in 1983.
We've missed a few years. The network, AMC, wanted to add more commercials, more product placement, and they wanted to fire a couple of actors to save money. No word yet on how much of what the network wanted it got.
I don't want any of them fired. I like every actor on that show.
And finally, cover me here, because not the happiest. I don't know. I don't want to spoil it. Let's just give it a shot.
Okay, go.
Finally, this may be one of the few examples in which self-pleasure did not result in a happy ending.
No.
It's usually a sure thing, with the occasional exception through autoerotic asphyxiation.
Ooh. That's true.
In New Orleans, early Monday morning, 32-year-old Lance Williams, douchebag 30s, 32-year-old Lance Williams pulled his 2007 Camry along a female driver and went to town on himself.
Wow.
Oh, no.
Police say he's done this before and did jail time for it even.
Wow.
But this time, karma caught up with him before the law could. This time, Lance lost control of his car and hit a metal pole.
Oh.
Live by the pole, die by the pole.
Oh,
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Wow, the city that care forgot.
Yes.
Thank you, Buzz.
Happy birthday, Oscar.
Thank you. Yes. Thank you. Appreciate
RJ
it,
with his outside voice.
Today's happy birthday show brought to you by the Mike O'Mara Show's Amazon page. Remember to bookmark MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon for all your shopping. When you think of shopping, think Amazon. When you think of Amazon, think the MikeOMaraShow.com. It's one of the best ways to support the show. So shop Amazon at MikeOMaraShow.com.
It's where I buy my dental floss, Buzz. It's true. Wow. This program cannot, and I have wonderful gingiva. This program cannot be rebroadcast without written consent from an authorized representative.
You're the gingiva man.
That's right. Of MikeOMaraShow.com. Our website, dazzling, exciting, and full of fun, and designed by PixelMeld.com.
Oscar does the voice of the gingiva man.
How does it go, Oscar? The gingiva man?
She lied to me.
Oh, and we had really almost gotten the momentum back. Just sad again. For advertising, call Mark Ronick and he will either sell you an ad or drive you home from your colonoscopy. 301-244-8773. For Mike O'Mara and his ass elsewhere today, Oscar Santana, Buzz Burbank, Mark Ronick, and of course RJ Diaz, this is Rob Spiewak saying, happy birthday, Oscar.
Ciao, ciao.
Happy birthday, Texas Lola.